Well, I for disclaimer, I have half of my K-12 experience in Vietnam, from like pre-K to sixth grade, and then the other half, 6 to 12, in America. So I guess more recent. So I guess most of my memory are in America. And whenever you ask that question, I think the first thing that came up, kind of more traumatic experience, could be because of like psychology, that you remember the first thing and the last thing more, and then everything in between is just very faded. So my first experience in like schooling in America, because I came here, and my English wasn't that good, especially when my Vietnamese accent was really strong. So it's really hard for other people to understand me sometimes. So I remember there was one specific time during like a math class, actually, where we were reading math, like real life problems. So the teacher was popcorning students to read the problem, like each sentences, and then my name was called, and I never got called on for reading anything in class. So it was really, I don't know, traumatic. So I just stand up and I just give it the best like English pronunciation that I can for that sentence, and then I started to hear like laughter in the classroom. It was in sixth grade. So now looking back, I mean, it's okay. It's their sixth grader. They couldn't hold back. I feel like they was holding back, but some of them was laughing. And then that was the first time I ever realized, oh, there's something wrong with like the way I sound, or the way I speak English is not the same as other people. Maybe it's not acceptable to speak that way, to have an accent. So I became very self-conscious. I think that's where my low self-esteem come into play, where I always feel like because of my accent that I am always behind other people. Even if I had like a good grade in math, I still feel like I'm behind in other people because I cannot convey my idea that well. I cannot really socialize or talk to people, and that put me like way behind on anyone else. And I think that's affected myself a lot, and how I view education from then on. Just always working hard in silence, and trying to improve myself, but definitely like take a big toll in like who I am now. I mean, like I still have an accent now, but I always like sometimes less than before, but I'm still like very self-conscious in like classrooms or when I'm interacting with other people, and knowing that like I'm not fully American. Yeah, that's the experience that come to my mind.